Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Mark Watson, the founder and chairman of Aquila Capital Partners. He's an entrepreneur who's been investing in innovative companies and growing businesses for more than three decades. And Mr. Watson, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, Eric, thanks for having me. And by the way, some of those investments were from when I was younger, so I'm not quite as old as that might sound.
Well, it's all good, and looking forward to hearing from you today with a lot of experience, no doubt, over your 30 years in the industry. So, Mark, how did your entrepreneurial journey begin, and tell us what led you to being the founder of Aquila Capital Partners?
Sure. So, you know, it really began around around the dinner table, kind of hence my comment of a second ago. I was lucky enough to grow up with an entrepreneurial father and two entrepreneurial grandfathers who were always talking business, and I learned a lot more from osmosis than I realized when I was younger. It kind of dawned on me when I was a little bit older. You know, I was the boy who had the proverbial paper route. When I was a Boy Scout, I used to buy candy at the drugstore before we'd go on a camp out and sell it to my friends for twice what I paid for it. When I was 11, I actually bought my first stock in the Walt Disney Company. And, you know, those things really taught me early on about investments, the different ways you can earn a return on your money. Fast forward to my adult life, and after practicing law in New York City for a few years, I joined the company as a part of its executive team with the goal of helping grow the company, which eventually helped us take the company public. And a few years later, one of our competitors appreciated the value we created, and we sold it at the time for a pretty gigantic multiple. Afterwards, that's when I started Aquila Capital, so that was in the late 90s. And one of my first investments worked out a little differently than I planned. I joined the board of the company, and the board asked me after a couple of years if I would come run the company and transform it into what became a global business operating in 60 countries around the world. And that lasted for quite a while. And then after that, I went back to rebooting Aquila Capital Partners. And the reason I did that was what I discovered, you know, all along this way is that first-time entrepreneurs might have a great idea, but they could still use some help building their businesses. You know, for instance, a lot of companies have figured out their product and maybe their go-to-market strategy, but didn't necessarily understand their environment or how their competitors would react. Even further, they may need some help with the second or third iterations of their business model, which is really kind of where we step in and help, you know, with the experience that we've had of building businesses for, as you say, three decades now.
Well, I certainly can relate to the paper routes and the Boy Scouts. I'm right there with you, buddy, on that. That is great stuff. What do you feel like is your biggest business achievement so far? I'd love to hear your response to that.
Well, you know, that question reminded me of something funny. When I graduated from law school, I remember saying to my father, man, this is such a huge achievement. This is going to go down as one of the top five in my life for sure. And my father just kind of laughed at me, goes, yeah, I'm willing to bet as you march down life's road that that is not going to be in your top five or even in your top 10. And he was right. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was pretty significant at the time. But, you know, in my late 20s, I was fortunate enough to be involved in the company I mentioned earlier and listing it on the New York Stock Exchange. And I have to say, when you get to do that in your late 20s, that's pretty cool. In fact, I've been privileged enough to list two companies on the New York Stock Exchange. When I was 35, I became the CEO of the second company I mentioned a minute ago, the one in mind, but one of the first investments in my investment portfolio. And at the time, it was, you know, only its run rate was about $300 million. It was mainly a California regional company, and we grew it into the global business I mentioned earlier, which had about $3.5 billion top line, 1,500 employees, and we were operating on five continents. And that was the second company that I listed on the New York Stock Exchange. But I guess the short answer is I've spent, you know, two plus decades of my career investing in businesses that I've either created or others have created. And today I'm happy to say that many of these companies have 10x'd over that period of time, including the one that I was lucky enough to steward for so long.
I certainly appreciate your hitting on the highlights on one of your biggest business achievements so far. I'm sure you could go on a lot longer if time allowed. Now, also walk us through the ways an entrepreneur can accomplish 10 times the growth of their company. Who wouldn't want to know that? And who would not want to hear a recipe from someone like yourself?
Well, you know, it starts with having an amazing product, a high-performing team, along with an ability for you and your team to look into the future and imagine, or rather, you know, have a clear sense of what your company would look like if you were 10x bigger. How would that affect your product, your customers, your go-to-market strategy, your business processes? You know, does the team around you still work when you're 10x bigger than you are now? And so on. And, you know, I was lucky enough early in my career to spend some time with one of the persons that I revere most. His name is Ram Charan. He went to the Harvard Business School. He was on the Harvard Business School faculty. He was an advisor to Jack Welch when Jack Welch was building GE. And, you know, he said to me, you know, Mark, you've got to reinvent your company every few years in order to stay relevant. And if you reinvent your company, you've got to reinvent yourself. And so you just have to keep looking out and then thinking about all the things that you've got to change along the way. And it's just, you have to really think about, can you fundamentally change your company over a period of time to achieve that goal? So to say it differently, you know, incremental growth of 10% a year is never going to get you there. And the other thing I would say is it also depends on where you are in the life cycle of your company instead of size. So going from $1 million in revenue to 10 is one thing. Going from 10 to 100 is another. And trying to get from there to a billion is a whole nother. But in each case, you know, I found that if you can – well, let me just quote another Harvard Business School professor that wrote – his name is David Yaffe, and he wrote a book that was about Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, and Andy Grove and what they all had in common. And a lot of it was about strategy and their ability to look in the future. And what David Yaffe calls it is look forward and then reason back. In other words, it's not just enough to imagine where you think you would be if you could 10x your company, but work your way back and think through the different milestones and iterations that have to happen in order for you to achieve that 10x goal. And the last thing I'd say, which I think is the most important, and I just alluded to it, all that behavior has to be purposeful and strategic. It's not accidental. In other words, you can't just iterate your way there. You've got to really be able to think about how you're going to get to where you want to go and what that looks like before you get there.
Certainly some solid information and feedback in that regard. Really do appreciate that today. We're speaking with Mr. Mark Watson, the founder and chairman of Aquila Capital Partners. He's an entrepreneur who has been investing in innovative companies and growing businesses for more than three decades, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, tell us more about your portfolio companies and who you invest in there.
Yeah, so through Aquila, we're mainly focused on tech companies, including fintech, insurtech, biotech, other tech-enabled companies, which means that, and by the way, this probably applies to more companies than not. So there are companies that are what I think of as tech-enabled. So they compete better with their tech than other companies that don't have that, but they're not necessarily a tech company. Having said that, some of our most successful companies lately have been direct-to-consumer brands, whether it's ready-to-drink alcohol brands, skincare, nootropics. And in fact, one of these companies, we just got a liquidity event at 11X. But just get back to what I was saying. We look for early stage companies, and they're companies that have figured out their product, they've got customers, and they've also figured out their go-to-market strategy. And now they're trying to figure out how to scale. And that's kind of when you run into some of these issues that we were talking about earlier. And in most cases, but not always, these are first-time entrepreneurs, and they may have a great idea or product or technology, but it doesn't necessarily mean they've got a great business yet. And so what I found is that when you're kind of doing this for the first time, as I was saying earlier, you just need a little help figuring things out. And you can do it through trial and error, which is innovation, but you can also try and get help along the way to speed it up. And that's kind of where we come in.
Hey, that's some pretty awesome stuff right there. And here's a good question for you as well. I'm sure listeners would love to hear your input here. Any tips that you could give young entrepreneurs tuning in who want to succeed?
Follow your passion. Whatever it is, follow it. And don't do something because someone told you. You know, think about when we all graduated from college or university, and the commencement speaker is up there telling you to go use everything you've learned and go do good in the world. And you might have been sitting in the audience thinking, yeah, it's not really what I want to do. Figure out what your passion is, and then you're more likely to be good at it. And the way that I've kind of always framed it is, it's got to motivate you to get out of bed in the morning and want to just go hit it. And so that's kind of always been my mantra. The second thing, keep learning. I've been learning my entire life, and I'm still learning today. And in fact, I think for most of us, particularly those of us who are intellectually curious, which is an important part of being successful, life is a journey of learning. And so I would just encourage people to keep finding different ways to keep reinventing yourself and adding to what I refer to as your toolbox as an entrepreneur or a leader. And then one last thing. Everybody talks about being a natural-born leader, but good leaders are surrounded by role models and mentors who show them the way. And this is kind of what I was talking about earlier about being lucky enough to learn around the dinner table. And that was a real aha moment for me that leadership can be learned. I'm much better today than I was, two or three decades ago. And so what I'd say is, if you're a first-time leader or even not, surround yourself with people who can help you do it better and faster. And even serial entrepreneurs can use some help along the way.
That is some real great advice coming from you, and your experiences really do appreciate that. Now, of course, we've gone through a lot in the last 2 years with the COVID-19 pandemic. Where do you see the world of business headed after all that we've gone through the last 2 years?
Well, I think the answer is that it's the direction we're headed in right now. My point being that the pandemic caused us to rethink the way we do a lot of things, including developing and running a business remotely with new tools. Think Zoom or Slack, and digitizing our businesses and in our industries. The second thing, and this is something that we all sort of knew, but thought we could get away with, and that's just-in-time supply chains, particularly when the stuff that you're selling or the component parts that you need to put your products together need to cross an ocean. I think we've learned that you're really leveraging your company with what we used to refer to as just-in-time supply chains. And while that works when everything's humming perfectly, perhaps keeping things a little closer to home, or perhaps keeping a little more inventory to make sure you can fulfill your customer needs is going to come back in vogue again.
Mark, really do appreciate your visit with us here today for all the insight and information and advice shared. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to connect with you and get more information on yourself or Aquila Capital Partners, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, so you can best place to get me is to just connect with me or send me a message on LinkedIn. So just type in Mark Watson and Aquila and you'll get me, and I really do reply to messages. Or you can go to the Aquila website, which is aquilavc.com.
Well, that certainly is easy enough, and we'll leave links accordingly within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Watson, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
Thanks, Eric. I enjoyed it.
And I certainly did as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Mark Watson, the founder and chairman of Aquila Capital Partners. And once again, the website of reference is markewatsonthird.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.